Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are going to talk about something that I get asked all the time, and I kind of pulled some parents of what their ideas are when it comes to devotions or how to teach our kids how to read the Bible, how to help them enjoy a quiet time with God. And a lot of different resources. We're going to have them all on the show notes, but just some different things that we've tried over the years. And a lot of people have very different ways that they do this and what works for their family. Sometimes families do family devotions. Sometimes they have devotions for their kids that they give them as they get older that they kind of do on their own. We've done it a variety of different ways. Not everything works for every family. And sometimes as the kids get older, I have been wanting them to figure out how to experience God in their own way. And that might be different than how, my first kid might experience it different than my second kid. And I want them to be able to experience God the way that He intended. And that is different for a lot of different people. And so one of the things I think that is a bedrock, obviously, is to help them love God's word. And the important way to do that is obviously when they're younger. We did a pretty good job with our first kiddo. And of course, as you get more kiddos, it's harder to do. But just helping them be able to understand scripture and getting them the different Bible stories and Bibles that they can understand. We love the Jesus Storybook Bible. That was one of our favorites. We've done Jesus Calling as they were little. One of Holden's favorite Bibles as he was kind of preteen is the Adventure Bible. And just recently, our kids are 11 and now 14. They have their own versions of the Bible. I love the New Living Translation. There's also the NIV. There's teen Bibles. I mean, literally, there runs the gamut. You can get so many different things. But just helping our kids understand just some very foundational things of being in love with God's word, how to understand it, why it's important to read it, also how to pray, that it's just conversating with God, that it's not, you don't have to have this big fancy prayer, but it's just conversating with Him. It's just loving Him and talking with Him and being in friendship with Him and being able to tell Him everything and anything that's on your heart. And so for one of my kids, she loves journaling. She loves writing it. That's how I do it too. We love writing, we love pencils and different color pens and highlighting and all those things. Whereas Holden, his is a little different where he's a little more quiet. And so praying out loud is a little harder for him. And so praying just himself and God. And he truly has this quiet faith that I love watching, but it is very different than some of the other kiddos that I see their faith, but it is still deep and it is still true. And I love that so very much. So I think there's some foundations helping our kids know how to read the Bible and getting them their own Bible, dependent on how old they are and what they can understand, helping them understand prayer, that it's about conversing with God. It doesn't have to be these eloquent words. I think sometimes as parents, we're intimidated even to pray. And so we're like, how do we teach our kids how to do that? And so there's some great resources out there, and I'll put them all in our show notes. And then for devotions. So one of the things that I'm going to talk about today is just some different devotions that I've had some friends who've said, this is really great. We love these. And I think different ages. So my kids are, again, 14 and 11. And the things that I like to do with them, I like to do it for the summer because it kind of is a reset. And also, if you haven't listened to my podcast right before the summer where we talked about kind of the checklist that we have them do before they can get on electronics, you know, that's a big one. It's like, oh my gosh, we cannot be on electronics all day. We cannot be watching TV all day. You know, if they're not in camps or whatever, they tend to want to be inside and be on the screens because it's so blazing hot outside if we don't have a pool around. And so one of the things that we've done is kind of make a checklist of here are the things that you need to do first before you can get on a screen. And I will put that in the show notes as well, just a little checklist so that they have expectations. So it's not always, mom, can I get on the screen? They know here are some chores that you need to get done. Here are some things that you need to do for you, clean your room, and then also just some quiet time so you can start the day off right. And then maybe if you've asked them to learn something or if they have to do something for school, my kids have some books and typing that they have to do for school, that you get all those things out of the way before they do that screen time. And sometimes the great thing is that they're so busy doing all those things, by the time screen time comes around, they're outside playing or doing something else. So let me tell you some of the things that I am getting for my son. So I was just asked recently some things that I could do for my son who was 14. So there's a FCA, Heart of an Athlete Daily Devotional, and I'll put this in the show notes as well, but that is what Holden will be doing this summer. I'm going to give that to him. One of his favorite things at this age that he does on his own by himself is this little 3-minute devotional. There's also a 5-minute one, but it's just helping them get in the habit. It's not long, it's short and sweet, but it's something to help them get in the habit of being with God every single day. And I love it. They have scripture with it that they can look up on their own. And so that is what I do for Holden. Holden is a little more simplistic. He is more quiet about things. And so those are some tools that I've given him. He also has his own Bible now, and that's something that he enjoys. And then for my daughter, she loves, you know, drawing and pencils and crafts and all those different things. So the thing that I got her for this summer is the Jesus Calling for Girls. And it's the one that is, there's all these different Jesus Callings. And if you've not done Jesus Calling as an adult, it's one of my favorites. But they have, if you look at the Jesus Calling, all the ones by Sarah Young, they have teen ones, they have girl ones, they have all these things. So that is what she's going to be doing this summer. And what I did is I texted another mom and said, would your daughter like to do this too? Maybe it's something they could text about. It's basically prayers that you're hearing from God about different situations. And then there's a scripture to read as well. And they're short, but they're so powerful. So I think having maybe a friend that they can do it with to have a little bit of accountability is pretty cool. Holden has a little text group of boys his age that they kind of talk about different things that they are learning and different things that they are hearing from God on, which is really cool. There's another resource called Not Consumed, and I have a friend who does some biblical studies. They have all ages, so ranges from pre-K to ages 5 to 7, 8 to 12, ages 13 plus, and you can actually do it with your kids. So they have an adult study as well. Again, I'll put this on the show notes. And then one of my favorite Bibles that Carter May actually loves too is the She Reads Truth Bible, and that has a whole entire section. So on the side, you can journal, you can write. It gives you the space to draw and do all these things, and I love it personally. I have this Bible. It's one of my favorite Bibles. I was gifted for Christmas, and I love it. It gives me so many opportunities to highlight and to really write what I think God might be speaking to me or something that stood out to me, which I really, really, really love. There's also a She Reads Truth for kids. So they have studies. She Reads Truth is basically biblical studies, and they have the same thing for kids. So you can also do it with your kids. So that's pretty cool as well. And I just think a really great resource. There's also two books that I'm going to be reading as a parent. I like to have, if I'm making my kids have goals, we're having our son read The 7 Highly Effective Habits for Teens, the Stephen Covey that we've all read as adults. I'm having him read that. So just not only spiritually bettering them, but also emotionally and helping them kind of grow as a person. And so if I'm telling them that they need to do that, I need to be me doing that too. So there are a couple books that I'm going to be reading this year. One is by David Thomas, and I love David Thomas and Sissy Goff. They kind of basically tag team together. They are therapists and they are amazing. And this is Raising Emotionally Strong Boys, Tools Your Son Can Build for Life. And so this is one that I'm going to be reading on behalf of Holden. And I've heard it is great. Anything really written by them. They also have a podcast together. Anything written by them is pretty amazing. And so I love that. And then the thing that I am reading for Carter May on her behalf is Raising, it's so hard for me to say this word, Worry-Free Girls by Sissy Goff. And I heard that is an incredible one too. So those are the two that I'm going to be reading. Again, this whole podcast, I'm going to put on the show notes because that's where you're getting most of all of the resources. But it's something I get asked all the time. I get asked, hey, what are your kids reading? What are some things that you are loving? What is something in the summer that we can go through? There are just so many different things, and you'll probably find a ton on your own. But these are just some that I have received from friends and different people who said, here's a few things spiritually and emotionally I'm going to be talking to my kids about. Another one that I thought was so interesting, and a friend of mine who I adore, she's such a great mom. She sent this to me, and it's 52 Modern Manners for Today's Teens. And there's a volume one and a volume two, and it's basically like a just daily little things that you can read on like a flip chart, and you just put it on your table, and they are awesome. But little things like being present in conversations, being a good passenger, you know, all the things that we just need to teach our kids to be good people and good humans and polite and all of those things. And so that's another resource as well. So many different resources. Again, you probably have a ton too. And then one last thing that I always encourage parents to go to is to christianparenting.org. So that is the network that we are on. They have so many resources, you guys. If you go to christianparenting.org, you go to their store, they have different courses. They have a Helping Moms Raise Confident Daughters. That's such a, that could be a really fun thing to do in the summer. I think we have a little more downtime, and your kids for sure have more downtime. There's a really neat Love God, Love Others, a 4-week family challenge. So that's really neat. I have that. I've had that prayer journal before that I love. Just some really cool things. There's a prayer journal that I've used that's still there that you can use. So christianparenting.org has some great resources as well. Okay, so I'm going to put these all on the show notes. This is really a podcast with a ton of information that you're not going to remember, but make sure that you go to the show notes so you can get all of the different resources. And then please let us know if you have other ones. Go to our Instagram, bestrongstory.com, our Instagram, bestrongstory. And just tell us all the things that you love and that you're doing with your kids, because it takes a village. And a lot of times we just assume we're supposed to know, and we don't, and we need help. I had to text friends last night and say, hey, what are you doing right now for your girls at this age? Because I needed some help too, even though this is kind of what I do. And so make sure that you look at that, ask people for help, ask people what they're reading, and then share it all, because I guarantee everyone is asking the questions. How do I help my kids strengthen relationship with God? What are some things that I can be doing? So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it's a ton of resources for you. And again, go to the show notes and share this episode. If you have other friends who need some resources, we would so appreciate it if you left a review. That's so huge for us in the podcast world. And then if you shared it with others, that would be wonderful. Thanks so much, you guys, for building up your family to be love and to do good in their community. Because I truly believe when we fill ourselves with the good things, when we fill ourselves with how Christ loved others, that it'll spill out. It'll spill out on the world. It will spill out from our kids when we really fill them up with God's goodness, all that goodness is just going to spill out to others that need it. And so I really believe that with all my heart. Thanks, guys, for being with us. We'll see you next week. Come and let it rescue me.